Hello, this is Charles Carroll with the BBC News. Jubilant celebrations have erupted in Portugal after the national football team won the European Championship, beating France 1-0 in Paris. The winning goal was scored by Ida in extra time, to the dismay of the home fans in the Stade de France and the delight of Portuguese supporters. Our correspondent in Lisbon, Alison Roberts, was watching the match.
The reaction in public squares and private homes around Portugal was wild when the whistle blew after extra time. For the first time ever, the national football squad has won a major tournament. 12 years after failing to win the European Championship staged in Portugal, the feat was finally achieved against hosts France. And the winning goal was scored after Cristiano Ronaldo, captain and adored national hero, was stretchered off injured.
The United Nations Security Council has been holding an emergency session to discuss the resumption of violence in South Sudan. Hundreds of people are reported to have been killed since fighting broke out on Thursday in the capital, Juba. The clashes are between soldiers loyal to President Salva Kiir and those led by the Vice President Riek Machar, who recently signed a peace deal. Chantal Passeau is the spokesman for UNMISS, the UN mission in South Sudan.
We can only remain optimistic that the peace agreement that was signed last year, that they will fulfill that and implement it. Some steps have been taken since that. We've seen some progress over the last month, and we really hope that the two can find a solution to tonight's events and over the last few days and really resume on finding peace with the people of South Sudan and look to implement that peace agreement.
Final results from Sunday's elections in Japan show that the coalition government of the Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, has won an important two-thirds majority in the upper house. It gives Mr. Abe the option to try to revise Japan's pacifist constitution. From Tokyo, Stephen Evans reports.
Prime Minister Abe can now move towards holding a referendum on whether the constitution's so-called pacifism clause, which forbids Japan fighting wars, should be changed. It was imposed on a shattered, defeated nation by the victorious Americans 70 years ago. Mr. Abe has indicated he thinks it's now outdated, particularly with the rise of China. Japan, though, is divided. Even the Prime Minister's allies in government, those with a Buddhist background, are uneasy about renouncing pacifism.
North Korea's military says that it will take physical countermeasures against the deployment of a sophisticated U.S. anti-missile system planned for South Korea. It said it would act as soon as the time and location of the system was known. South Korean officials say that the site could be chosen within weeks and the missiles installed by the end of next year. World News from the BBC. The police chief in the U.S. city of Dallas has said that they believe the gunman who shot dead 5 police officers there was planning an even larger attack. David Brown also revealed that Micah Johnson taunted the authorities during 2 hours of negotiations. From Dallas, James Cook reports.
The details revealed by Dallas Police Chief David Brown are disturbing. He told CNN that Micah Johnson, a black army veteran, had insisted on speaking with a black negotiator and had then taunted police, asking how many officers he had shot, laughing and singing, and scrawling in blood on the wall of the parking garage where he was cornered and eventually killed. It's also emerged that the 25-year-old had practiced military-style drills at home and at the Private Academy of Combative Warrior Arts, which teaches tactics such as shooting on the move.
A prominent activist from the Black Lives Matter movement in the United States has been released after being detained overnight in a jail in Louisiana. DeRay McKesson was picked up during protests in Baton Rouge, where a black man had been killed by police last week. Officers said that he had been charged with obstructing a highway, along with around 100 others who were detained. On a rare visit to Israel, the Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry has warned that the prospect of peace and security is moving further from the reach of the Israelis as long as the conflict with the Palestinian people continues. Mr. Shoukry said that a two-state solution was not far-fetched, but that deteriorating conditions for Palestinians were undermining peace prospects. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on the Palestinians to join Israel in direct negotiations. Colombian officials say that 35,000 Venezuelans have crossed into their country to shop for basic supplies. It's the first time that Venezuela has opened the border since last August. Venezuelans flocked to supermarkets to buy rice, flour, oil, and also toilet paper. And that's the latest BBC News.